Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled Foundational Issues. Foundational Issues. In contrast to the wise man who builds on the truth of Christ is the foolish person who builds his life, really, his life's house, so to speak, according to this parable, on the sand. Jesus said in Matthew 7:26, "But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand." By outward appearances, it may look good, but there is a foundational problem. The foolish person hears what Christ has to say, but he doesn't build on that. He may profess to high heaven, but he doesn't really obey Christ. He doesn't really have a heart sold out to Christ. Christ isn't really his Lord. The hypocritical professor cries, "Lord, Lord," and yet lives out a pattern of disobedience. And therefore will hear the Lord say, "I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness." Matthew 7:23. 1 John 2:3-4 says, "Now by this we know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He who says, 'I know him,' and does not keep his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him." The evidence of true faith is obedience. Again, we're not talking about perfection in the life, but rather direction. A true faith as a way of life desires to obey. It recognizes Christ as Lord, and that shows in the life. 1 John 3:7-8. "Little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous. He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil." A.W. Tozer, "It is altogether doubtful whether any man can be saved who comes to Christ for his help, but with no intention to obey him." End of quote. The person who builds his life on the sand does things his own way. Instead of building on what Christ has to say, he follows his own thinking. His theme song is, "I did it my way." This person may be religious, but his life is driven by self-righteous pride, as was characteristically exhibited in the scribes and Pharisees. This is reminiscent of Cain and Abel. These two brothers both brought an offering of worship to the Lord. Abel did it God's way, bringing the prescribed lamb offering. Cain did it his way, bringing a fruit offering, not prescribed by God, and then was upset because God did not accept it. Only that which aligns with God's way is acceptable to God. John 12:46-48. Jesus said, "I have come as a light into the world. Whoever believes in me should not abide in darkness. And if anyone hears my words and does not believe, I do not judge him. I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. He rejects me and does not receive my words has that which judges him. The word which I have spoken will judge him in the last day." The sand represents Pharisaic righteousness instead of the righteousness based on faith in Christ, which is demonstrated in obedience to his word. Building on the rock foundation involves hearing and obeying Jesus. The lawless life that is self-oriented rests on a foundation which in the end proves to be no lasting foundation at all. John MacArthur says, "The sand is composed of human opinions, attitudes, and wills, which are always shifting, always unstable. To build on sand is to build on self-will, self-fulfillment, self-purpose, self-sufficiency, self-satisfaction, and self-righteousness. To build on sand is to be unteachable, to be always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth." 2 Timothy 3:7. To build the house of one's life on the sand is to follow the ultimate deception of Satan, which is to make a person believe he is saved when he is not. End of quote by John MacArthur. Matthew 7:27, Jesus continues, "And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell. And great was its fall." When the storms of testing come to the builder who hears but does not obey, the house they built will not be able to stand. That which is built on the sand shall not stand. And Jesus said, and great was its fall. It was a total loss. John Phillips says, the sayings of men are a foundation of sand on which the foolish build. The philosophies of Eastern mystics, the dogmas of Roman pontiffs appeal to many. Principles of Mormonism, psychology, social science, humanism, Darwinism, or Marxism appeal to others. But when the storms come, all systems of doctrine and conduct not founded on these sayings of Christ will fall. End of quote. The storms of life test the mettle of a person and reveal what they are all about. 1 Peter 1, 6, and 7, in this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. The storms of life are proving times. Some abandon their faith in the midst of the storm, proving their faith was never really genuine. However, the genuine persevere. But the storms of life are only a precursor to the ultimate test, storm, of God's judgment that will reveal who is really standing on the truth and who is not. What we have in this parable is a somber warning against feeling secure in self-righteousness based on religious rituals or religious legalism such as practiced by the scribes and Pharisees. In contrast is true repentance and faith, which has a changed heart and seeks to live in obedience to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.